In baseball, Baltimore beat the Red Sox 8-5. Manny Machado's three-run homer capped a five-run ninth inning for Baltimore. Boston couldn't hold the lead on a night when their nearly 10-year and 820-game home sellout streak ended. Elsewhere in the American League, the Yankees-Indians game in Cleveland was rained out. Toronto beat Detroit 8-6. Tampa Bay shut out Texas 2-0. Kansas City 3, Minnesota 0. Oakland cruised ahead of the Angels 11-5. And Houston bested Seattle 8-3. In the National League, Kyle Kendrick threw six effective innings and the Phillies beat the Mets 7-3. John Buck homered for the third straight game. St. Louis crushed Cincinnati 10-0. Arizona topped Pittsburgh 10-2. San Francisco shut out Colorado 10-0. Atlanta beat Miami 8-0. And San Diego fell to the Dodgers 4-3. Checking interleague play, Washington outscored the White Sox 5-2. In the NBA, Deron Williams had 29 points and 12 assists to lead the Brooklyn Nets to a 101-93 win over the Boston Celtics. Brooke Lopez scored 21 points and Joe Johnson added 20 for Brooklyn. Elsewhere, Kobe Bryant poured in a season-high 47 points in leading the Lakers past Portland 113-106. The victory moves the Lakers one game ahead of Utah in the race for the final playoff spot in the West. Miami beat Washington 103-98. LeBron James and Dwayne Wade rested on the bench due to minor injuries. Atlanta 124, Philadelphia 101, Detroit slid past Cleveland 111-104, Orlando beat Milwaukee 113-103, Phoenix won against Dallas 102-91, Sacramento defeated New Orleans 121-110. The Clippers 111, Minnesota 95, and Denver topped San Antonio 96-86. Checking the NHL, the New York Rangers edged ahead of Toronto 3-2, and Boston outscored New Jersey 5-4. In golf, the Masters begins today. Tiger Woods has a 10:45 a.m. Eastern tee time. In other sports news, Syracuse sophomore point guard Michael Carter-Williams has decided to enter the NBA draft. Yahoo News reports that former New Orleans Hornets general manager and coach Jeff Bauer will coach at Marist College. For WAMC Sports News, I'm Jared Crowfoot.